I want to talk a little bit how heat mattered in a multi-species arena of metropolitan centers in the 19th century. And I'm just going to use, you know, sort of different examples. And I will speak to you this morning about livestock heat and urban markets. Seasonal variation was a central force in livestock trading and in meat production. This was especially the case in Chicago. Chicago, of course, as we know, is the sort of meatpacking center of the world in the 19th century. Seasonal variation actually plays an important role in this because Chicago, with its continental climate that has very, very cold winters and very hot and humid summers, actually was not a good space for the building of slaughterhouses. And when they first emerged there in the 1860s, actually butchering was only possible between October and April, only during the cold months. And here we see a connection between both the transformation of urban space, the integration of animals, but also the controlling of environments, the reconfiguration of spaces in many ways, but in order to overcome natural conditions. Heat was also a big factor in the slaughtering process itself. If you, you know, sort of open up animal bodies and, you know, extract blood and take the life force out of them, this also, of course, radiates a lot of heat. But within the slaughtering process, we also have the heat that is generated in the disassembly, the actual working on bodies. There's also the physical labor of the butchers, who, you know, also then exude heat, and this was quite an issue that they were talking about, you know, sort of the steam, because there's also lots of water involved. So the steaming conditions in slaughterhouses, which were very difficult for workers, leading to all kinds of health problems, you know, arthritis, rheumatism, all heat exhaustion. Heat was part of the process of turning animals from the living to the dead and turning animal bodies into carcasses, into meat. And one of the big issues, this is what you can see here, is loosening, you know, loosening the bristles on pigs, for instance, and how that was done. They were put into these boiling vats with boiling water, because heating them, then you could scrape off, you know, the bristles really easily. And because they wanted to keep, you know, they wanted to keep the skins to make leather, but they didn't want to keep the bristles on there. So the body itself is, you know, a depository of heat, but the disassembly also often takes heat in order to pull the body apart. Meat as a product was also very much related to challenges of heat. Heat also becomes, you know, not just a way to identify bodies as living creatures or to separate, you know, different body parts, but also to keep flesh edible and to keep sort of another production starting, right? Microbes enacting and sort of spoiling processes starting, which heat makes that, you know, go much faster. And this also led then to particular urban problems with regard to transporting meat from slaughterhouses back to the butcher shops. And because for centuries, butchers slaughtered in the back of their shops. But in the process of urbanization, you know, it was said that, well, we can't have sort of, you know, people slaughtering all over. People didn't want to hear it anymore. They didn't want to see the blood in the streets. So they figured it makes much more sense to have central places where, you know, animals are killed and, you know, have these slaughterhouses that could be controlled by the state and so forth. But that created a new issue, because then the meat had to be taken back to the butcher shops. They started these different railroad cart technologies, but to place them, you know, a little bit apart so that their body heat didn't lead to further exhaustion, to include watering troughs so that they could drink and not overheat, and to also integrate a little bit means of ventilation. And this was for the transport of livestock. So with animals, it's you have to, you want to keep them from dying of heat exhaustion. On the other hand, with meat, you want to keep it from spoiling. Here then, it became a big factor how you could ship meat over distances, and Gustavo Swift, one of the big Chicago meat packers, was one of the big innovators who in the 1880s revolutionized the meat trade. And one of the big innovations that he made was the railroads, the cooled refrigerated railroad car. And this invention really revolutionized the meat trade and made Chicago to the hog butcher of the world eventually. And I think what the slaughterhouses show us is that they are networks of heat. So heat is not just, it's not a thing, right? So it's a network of, you know, different constellations where seasonal conditions, of course, play a large role based on climatic conditions, climate conditions, and summer heat, of course, being, you know, the most important factor. Bodily heat is another big aspect in these networks. Bodily heat often connected to physical health, particularly fever, you know, sort of the, what is the normal state of bodily heat, right? And what happens if that goes over to a different condition, a fever being, you know, the most extreme with regard to heat. But also heat as an indicator of threat, as an indicator of threat to life of living creatures, but also, you know, with regard to, you know, illnesses and so forth. Heat as a factor in spoiling, and spoiling, you know, products, but heat also, and this is, I guess, the, you know, the example here, heat is a multi-species urban problem.